Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Life Cope LLC podcast. At Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options. So, just as a disclaimer, all options or advice provided are opinionated. We are not licensed therapists or psychologists. So today, we have two mentions. First, I'd like to give a shout out to the Army Fresh Network. Army Fresh was created to show and prove to the world that they can be soldiers and remain who they are as individuals. You can search them on Facebook or Instagram at Army Fresh. One word, Army Fresh. Our second mention for the day goes out to the Pump Up app. So I've been using this fitness app for about 3 years now, and I've loved the support from the staff and the community ever since I started using it. If you're looking for a fitness app to help you with your fitness goals and a community that supports you every step of the way, get the Pump Up app. It's available on the App Store. So let's get into today's topic, how to cope with your boss's personality. First off, not all bosses were created equal, and there are no perfect bosses. We all know that. We as employees just learn to deal with it over time. They're human, of course. They will have flaws, and they will have different personalities. Those personalities will feed into their leadership style, as well as past experiences, of course. For instance, if your boss has a military background or from a military family, most likely he or she will expect a structured workplace and timely reports, and they get right to the point at every meeting. They'll be very, very straightforward. There are many types of boss personalities. The three that stick out to me, of course, are 1, the yeller, which is self-explanatory, 2, the baby, aka boss baby, not the movie, 3, the yes man, aka Two-Face. So 1, the yeller. Most people are familiar with this person. For whatever reason, the powers that be deem this toxic person fit to be in a management position. And the question is always, how did this person make it here? Believe it or not, once upon a time, they weren't like this. However, life and pressure from higher forces make this person that was normal be the way they are. And it makes them choose between being the nice guy or yelling to get people to do what they want. And in most cases, the yeller never had social skills to begin with. So how do you deal with this person? Obviously, someone saw potential in this person once upon a time. So breathe deep and say, woosah. Minus quitting, you're going to have to deal with this person. And you're going to have to find that weak spot as well and capitalize on it. While he or she yells at everyone else, you'll end up getting less of the brunt of it. Plus, everyone else will most likely ostracize this person. He or she will most likely recommend you to take their place when they move up to higher positions. It sucks, but that's life. Of course, if it's a temporary job like fast food, you can quit anytime you want to. And the one thing that I absolutely hate are people that let power get through their head and decide to belittle everyone else. They forget where they came from. So try your best not to go all horrible bosses on them. And don't slap them, please. 2, the baby, aka boss baby. Not the movie, of course. These are the people that usually just graduated college and have no experience in the workforce or at the actual job. Most times, they'll try to present themselves as an authoritative figure, but everyone else sees them as a baby or their little brother. Actually, I might actually do a podcast on this, on how to be seen as a boss or a manager. Anyway, so to fix this, the worst thing you can do is shun these individuals. They may not have the experience you have, but they have the education, and let's face it, the drive to accomplish great things later on at the job. Most of the time, all these people want is for people to accept them, is for people with more experience to accept them and to show them the ropes. Of course, if they come in, you know, guns blazing and won't listen to anyone, give them a chance to fail and fall on their face. Rest assured, they'll accept help then. And that's when you take them in and show them the ropes. It's like pretty much raising your kids. Another benefit is these young bosses can bring you up with them when they move up. I'm pretty sure you guys are seeing the trend so far, right? So, number three, the yes man. Personally, I take the first two compared to this person. They'll smile in your face and tell you everything's okay when in fact it's not. They always say yes to what higher or their bosses want without offering better ways to accomplish tasks. In turn, causing unnecessary stress on everyone else that works for them. A careful thought before they said yes sir or yes ma'am, we can do it, would have eliminated employees staying late. And the extra pain, of course. These bosses are the crowd pleaser. They try to make everyone happy, but end up causing more work and pain for everyone. Actually, I think I fit into this category, so I'm going to try to evaluate myself. This person will need a no person with them at all times. Not necessarily someone that says no all the time, but someone that can think logically to know where time and money can be saved. If the yes man or woman has to go to a meeting by themselves, do as much as you can to prep them for the meeting. If you have the notes ahead of time, remember, half the time, corporate doesn't have a good understanding of what happens in the trenches, you know, on the lower level. So it's up to the manager to paint the picture for hire. This includes showing increases in profits or the employees' productivity. Corporate is less likely to make cuts in your department this way. As mentioned before, this is a method to move up or make your department more successful within that company. Well, that's it for our podcast today. Hopefully this helps someone and some of you that are struggling with your bosses at work. If you'd like us to mention your business or program, send us an email at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can send us a direct message on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search LifeCope, one word. This is Arthur, signing off. Stay well and stay safe.